An Air Force veteran and local businessman, Mike Hill served 3 years in the Florida House. He won a special election in 2013 following the death of then District 2 Representative Clay Ford. In 2016, he lost a contentious race for the state Senate. After a year on the sidelines, he was encouraged to give it another shot.
Well, I was approached by several friends who related to me that, Mike, you're a unique candidate in that you have your military background and experience, that you're a small business owner. I'm a State Farm agent, been with the company 28 years, and was previously in the House.
On his campaign website, Hill refers to himself as the conservative standard and touts his endorsements from Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, Dr. William Lyle, the founder of ProLifeDoc.org, and Citizens for Trump.
That's why we support Donald Trump.
A video of Hill speaking at a Trump rally in 2016 is featured prominently on his Facebook page. As a conservative candidate, Hill is pro-gun. He received a grade of B this year from the National Rifle Association. But the NRA endorsement went to his primary opponent, Rebecca Bidlack. Still, if elected, he says one of the first things he wants to do is repeal some aspects of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act because he believes it infringes on Second Amendment rights.
Those who are 18 to 20 can no longer purchase a firearm. There's a waiting period now for those who, no matter what age you are, to purchase a firearm. There can be confiscation of your firearms. Be more difficult to make any alterations to your firearm if it's considered a bump stock.
Hill speaks of the February 14th shooting at the school in Parkland as a tragedy, but is confident some of the gun measures in the law would not have stopped the attack. Aspects of the statute he does support include funding of school resource officers, school hardening, and the option for school officials to carry guns on campus. Hill is also passionate about combating efforts throughout the state to remove historical monuments, such as the Confederate Monument in downtown Pensacola and the cross at Pensacola's Bayview Park.
Now, the history of the U.S. has not been without its flaws. However, our history makes up the people of who we are today, and we need to learn from our history, not hide from it. So I pledge to file legislation to make all historical monuments in Florida off limits to being taken down, to being placed in a museum or whatever, leave them there.
On the issue of education, Hill says he supports school choice and is a proponent of less standardized testing. Looking at some of the proposed constitutional amendments on the ballot this year, Hill believes amendments to the Constitution should be rare and that such changes in state law generally should be done legislatively. Specifically, I asked about Amendment 4, which restores the voting rights of felons who've completed their sentences, except for those convicted of murder or sex offenses.
I would be in favor of that. Our current process of having the governor and the cabinet looking one by one at each one to determine it, it could have been a good process in the past, but it has become too cumbersome, too time-consuming, and the backlog is hundreds, if not thousands, of cases where those who are waiting to have their rights restored and simply can't.
To clarify, Hill likes the idea of restoring felons' voting rights, but plans to vote no on the amendment. Shifting to Amendment 5, this measure would require a two-thirds vote of the legislature rather than a simple majority to approve any new or increased taxes or fees.
I would say emphatically yes. And the reason why I say that is it should be because that puts a limit on government, which I like. It doesn't put a limit on the people. It puts a limit on government and makes it harder for government to raise taxes on its citizens. I'm always for low taxes and limited government because that is how a people prosper.
When it comes to the prosperity of his campaign, Hill had raised nearly $49,000 through July 20th. That's not bad, but it's way less than the $219,000 he had collected in his last House run in 2014, and it's less than a third of the $158,000 in contributions that his chief primary opponent, Rebecca Bidlack, has raised. At the end of the day, Hill believes what will resonate most with voters is his experience as a military officer, small business owner, and a former House member who says he has a good relationship with all of the chamber's incoming leadership.
So I think that should I go there and meet with them, they understand my work ethic. They understand what I'm capable of doing there. And I think that's going to mean a lot when it comes to committee assignments and things that could directly benefit us here in the Panhandle.
Mike Hill is a Republican candidate for Florida House of Representatives District 1. His challengers on the primary ballot are Rebecca Bidlack and Lisa Doss. The winner of the August 28th election will face the winner of the Democratic primary in November. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.